Yeah, a lot different. I think everybody's kind of sees a little more of a light. You know, it's more it's progressive every week, and you can see it on the field.
How's the attitude different this year?
Well, it was, you know, it's more of a, I guess, urgent attitude. You know, with the new head coach, I think everybody's kind of pressed to perform, or, you know, he's going to get the right people in here. So I think that changed the whole demographic, the attitude of the team, because, you know, you have to perform or you're going to be out of here.
How is this team better?
I think we're better. We're better, you know, with through coaching. We have better coaches. We're more on the same page this year. Our offenses, we're progressing every week. Defense, we made more plays on defense than I've seen in years past. We got two defensive touchdowns already. I mean, so that's, you know, that speaks a lot. So I think we're better in a lot of different areas.
What kinds of things has Jim done to kind of change the culture like that, though?
I think the biggest thing he's done is. He came into training camp and put everybody's job on the line. Said everybody, you got to earn your job, or you're not going to be here. He didn't care, how much money you made or anything like that. So, I think everybody's job was, on the line, and I think that makes a lot of people more on the edge of their seat.
Up until the injury, how's Matthew handled things?
He was doing really well, up to the injury. He got hit a little bit more against Chicago, but, I felt every week you could see an improvement, handling, the calls, different blitzes, just getting more comfortable back there. The game's starting to slow down for him.
Tom, your guys' last game of last year obviously was at Lambeau. Are there any bad memories tied to here, or does that not really factor in?
I think all the bad memories are all tied into one big bad memory. So I don't know if you could just pinpoint, one specific game or anything like that. So I think, obviously that's where we lost the last one, but I think it was just a big snowball. So I don't think it was, I don't think that's significant.
Why have you guys, you've been there for a long time. Why have you guys not been able to win here?
In Lambeau?
Well, in Wisconsin, I guess it goes back to 1990.
Yeah, I think we don't start fast enough there. I think we play from behind. I don't remember, being up there. We were ahead. I think, I know we had a few close games there, but I think it's just learning how to win, period, around here. We're striving to do that. I don't think it's just, one specific area or one specific place like Lambeau.
What do you see from the Packers defense so far? Obviously the same guys, but in a different configuration.
Yeah, I think they're learning how to play the 3-4, but they got a lot of talent. Top to bottom, from the back end to the linebackers, they're very deep at linebacker, and their front three guys, I guess you would call them now. They're very talented. Raji's talented. 77's one of the most underrated players, that I've been around. So, or I've seen on tape. So, they're a good defense. It's going to be a good test for us.
Are you glad that Barnett is back?
What's that?
Are you glad that Barnett is back?
Of course I'm glad Nick's back.
How come?
What's that?
How come?
I have a good time playing against him. We've played against each other for a long time. So I think there's a certain amount of respect there that we have for each other. So, that's what makes it fun, week after week, seeing the same people after playing against them 7 years.
How did that whole thing with just started with you guys?
I don't know. I think it's just, running off the field and he say something or I say something. I don't know who said something first, but, we start just going back and forth. It's all competition. It's all fun. You think it's done, after the game we shake hands and say good game, and then the next time we play each other, it's fired back up. So I think it's just in the heat of competition.
It's either one of you done anything like cheap to each other? Has it been
no,
pretty...
it's never been anything like that, no. It's always just been, you know, playing hard to the whistle. So it has never been nothing cheap.
What's it meant to the team to have so many veterans on it compared to maybe where you've been in the past? Has that added some stability, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. We got, you know, I think with, I think it just changes, that helps in changing the culture. You know, I think if you look at the team, there's not many, you know, I think it's over 50% turnover. So I think that helps change the overall culture of everything around here.
Along that same line, what has Larry Foote meant to you guys?
I think Larry's been big on defense, especially being so young over there. And, you know, with a new scheme coming in, you bring a winner like that in who has won, not just won, two Super Bowls, and has been very successful in this league as a starter. I think it you know, speaks volumes because other guys feed off of that.
To see someone who you guys kind of are drawn to, for lack of a better phrase?
Say that again?
Is he someone that you guys are kind of drawn to?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's not only, you know, not only that he's won, because I think a lot of people look up to that, but also that, you know, he's from Detroit, and you know, he wants to come back here and you know, turn this thing around. It's his hometown. It's his backyard. So I think, you know, that'll get contagious.